passed away, and, you know, different things like that. I don't understand you, God, but it's not for your comfort, it's for his name's sake. It's for him to be made famous, not us. However, we are his children, and he does not leave us, and he does not forsake us. And so, you know, in John 16:33, it says, Jesus said, I have said these things to you, but in me you may have peace. That in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So this is Jesus' guarantee that we'll probably face some pretty intense times. Tribulation is not my favorite word in the language, but it's something that we all go through. And so, you know, it's interesting. He's been so good to us at times. So I'm going to share a story that I've shared before. It's one of my least favorite stories, but it's one of the stories that I feel like God spoke to me the most through, and so I'm going to share it to you again. And I feel like this is a little bit of what it's like to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So when my oldest son was 1.5, he could only say one phrase, and that was hot tea with honey. And so he woke up one morning with a scratchy throat and asked for hot tea with honey. It was the cutest thing ever, so we started boiling the water and all that stuff. And I'm in my room, and I hear kind of a splashing sound. And my wife had just poured the boiling water into the cup, and we didn't realize that he was tall enough at 1.5 to grab up on the counter. And he poured it right on his face, the hot boiling water, right? So by the time we ran him into, he still had his bare zippy pajamas on. I remember it like it was yesterday. By the time we got him into the cold bath, the top layers of skin were already coming off, and so we had to call, my parents, and we start running down to the hospital, and there, like, we didn't even know if his eyes were working at that point. He's 1.5, and so, he has a couple of words that he can say all done, and daddy and mommy and honey with hot tea, which turned out to be a curse word after that day. But we had a brother-in-law of mine made a shirt that said, just say no to hot tea for everyone in the family. So, so as we were in the hospital, they're trying to do all the tests and everything, and I could hold his hand. We were there for him, and he would say one thing, daddy, because he couldn't see, and they were wrapping up his face. And I'd say, I'm here, and he'd say, done. And I'd say, I'm here, but you can't, how am I going to explain to a 1.5-year-old that we can't really take you home right now and get you out of this situation? We're in where we are, and I hate that it's there, but I will not leave my son. I'm not going to leave his side. And I feel like that is exactly a picture of what we deal with as we go through our life, right? God, where are you? Why aren't you rescuing me? And he's like, you have no idea. If I rescued you right now, you would stay the way you are and worse. I've got to push you through this trial. You have to go through it because I don't want you to be a spoiled brat when you grow up. I don't want you to be someone who's entitled. I want you to be able to trust me. And I know that you don't like this situation. I don't like it either. But if you could just understand that I am with you through this difficult time, if you could just understand that you can't see me right now, you can't feel me right now. It's not like we just had a worship service right now, but I am here. He is with us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. And there was plenty of trips to the burn unit or the, the Shriners Hospital down in Sacramento and everything like that. And it ended up that he didn't really, he's got two little scars. He's got one here and one under his chin, but you could barely tell. They all kind of look like souvenirs a little bit. But it's amazing, to think that he went through that and he can still trust us, even though we made him some hot tea once and he didn't quite understand what was going on and he grabbed it before it was time. There's like unlimited lessons, I feel like, in this story. But I'll tell you what. For my wife and I, as we're telling our son, we're here. We're like, God, are you here? This is not my favorite situation, And so we weren't able to quite see God in that situation as it was happening, but he helped me kind of understand how he feels. Does that make sense? And then so today, I've just been thinking and feeling like some of us have really gone through some intense trials in our lives. And you possibly have been able to see how God was with you, even though you couldn't feel him, even though it wasn't the best time in your life. God really was with you, and he really did care for you through that time. And look at you here today. You're here. You're breathing. You're living. And God is still faithful. I love Job, where he says, "Though he slay me, I will trust in him." You know, dads don't sacrifice their children. Dads don't do that. And so, but you have to understand that Job was like, "I don't care. God's been faithful. I love him. I love him, and he loves me." Even if he came to the point where, for some reason, I would have to die for him, I'd totally trust in him, because we have that much trust built up. And so, like, I want you to think about this. How much trust does God have in you to allow you to go through the trials that you have faced? Because he does not give you things that you're not ready for. It's the whole idea of the different talents, right? He gave one guy 10 talents. He gave a guy 5 and a guy 2, or I probably messed that up, but you get the idea. And the guy with the least was the guy who was like, "Well, I mean, you know, I knew you're kind of harsh, so I wasn't really going to use it for anything. I was going to bury it in my backyard." But what if the trials that we face are also things that God gives us so that we can create a better testimony? What if we go through helps us be able to say, "I've been there before, it's going to be all right," to someone? Isn't that enough? That, because wouldn't you have liked that when you were going through a trial, for someone to come alongside you and say, "I understand what you're going through," not necessarily understand completely, but "I've been where you are, and I can tell you that God is faithful. He is true, and he is going to be here. Now he's here. He's going to be here in the future. He's been there in the past. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't leave us or forsake us. He doesn't turn his back on us. He doesn't ridicule or criticize us." So I was thinking that today I'm actually going to, how has this been true for you? How has this been true for you? When did God walk with you through a dark time in your life? So looking back, and I know all of us are already thinking about them right now, but can you pinpoint the times where you just knew he was walking with you through trial? You might not have noticed it then, but possibly you're able to notice it now after you're able to look back and see that God was faithful through those situations. So he didn't take the pain away, but you certainly remember the valley. I was just thinking, today God wants to reveal to you how he was with you during your hardest life experiences. And so we're going to do something. I know that Americans sometimes don't like quiet. Sometimes introverts like quiet. But I don't like quiet very often. It makes me nervous. But could we just do something? Would it be all right? I was thinking, in just a second, if we could close our eyes, and I'm actually going to set a timer for 2 minutes, and it's going to be a little bit of a long time, but I want us to actually have the chance to listen to God and think about what is it that he's walked us through in our lives, and maybe you could write some of it down. Maybe you can pick, like, some bigger ones or some littler ones, and just think about it. What is it that he walked you through? Did he walk you through a difficult child rearing? Did he walk you through provision when there seemed to be no way? What did he walk you through? What did he walk with you through? And so, is that all right? We'll just take 2 minutes. So if we could just close our eyes. Father, right now I just ask that you reveal yourself to each of us, how you are there when we walk through dark valleys, how you were there as we've walked through what we've walked through in our lives, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. So, some of you have, Daniel said yesterday, I'm beginning to have a little bit of a reputation, and that's okay. But I would like us to find maybe five other folks and get into a group and share with each other what our valley has, or valley was, and how you know God was with you during those times. However, so that's one. So it's two very simple things. One is, how did you see that God was with you during a valley? Someone in this room, possibly multiple people, may not see the end of their valley and may not see how God is with you right now. And so if that's you, share that. I'm struggling. Just say that. I'm struggling. And the folks in your group will pray with you. Is that all right? Pray with them and encourage them. And so, so this is, again, there's a couple of little rules. This won't be a time for a bunch of advice or a half-hour story. Try and keep it to like 2 minutes apiece, just because if there's five people in your group, that's 10 minutes plus whatever prayer time. And I will leave it up to you how long you want to be here. Take the time you need as a group, though, and so go ahead and find some folks around you now, and then we'll come together at the end and pray, if that's all right. So I know this is not your favorite sometimes, but God wants to speak with you, and God wants to use your story to share with others. I love you. take a couple minutes to finish up. Amen. Well, if you're through praying for each other, go ahead and move back to your seats for just a moment. If you're still praying, you keep it up. Go ahead. Good stuff. Well, hey, just yesterday and today I've been feeling like God wanted to God wants to do some healing. And so I've had a weird headache since yesterday, and I just felt like God wanted to maybe heal people with headaches, chronic headaches, different headaches like that. I don't usually get headaches, so just felt like God was kind of putting in my heart that maybe we needed to pray for that. So If you deal with headaches, chronic headaches, or anything like that, migraines, and you want healing for that, could you slip your hand up? We'll have a couple people, just, you know, the folks around you come and pray for you. Go ahead and put your hand up real quick. We've got one, two. If you could have a couple people run over to Maynard here, or Richard here. Yeah, sorry about that. And anybody else that I'm not seeing, anybody else have headaches that need prayer? So we're just going to pray real quick for these headaches to go away. And then while you're getting around them for that, I've also been feeling like God wanted to heal heart conditions. And so obviously we'll be continually praying for John Taylor, but I also just thought, you know, I feel like even if it's heartburn, I don't care. Like, let's just ask God to continue to heal. So if you deal with any kind of a heart condition that you want healing for, could you just slip your hand up and have a couple people who just trust in the Lord for healing come around you and pray for each other? Yeah? All right. We got... Okay. So if you need to come pray for someone, good stuff. Ted's got his hand up. If you want, somebody wants to jump over there. All right. So, Father, thank you just so much for your healing today, God. Thank you for healing headaches, Lord Jesus. This is not something that we strive for. It's by your stripes that we are healed. It's not by your stripes that we're maybe healed, or hopefully if we fast long enough, we'll be healed. Lord, this is the children's bread. We just thank you that we just get to reach out and take it. We get to take healing from you, Lord. We receive it right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. I also just keep hearing the word kidney disease. And just thank you, Lord God, for healing kidney disease. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your healing, Lord. Awesome. Well, thank you. If there's any change in condition, like if you have a headache now and it's starting to feel even just a little bit better, just wave your hand around, or let us know that it's feeling better. God's doing good things. I love that God is just not a God of, we'll pray for you, brother, and then you walk away. God does things. Especially if he's starting to show us stuff, we got to act on that stuff. You know, if we feel like we're supposed to pray for someone, someone comes to our mind, pray then, pray right then. If someone shares with you that they've been having a hard day, put your hand on their shoulder and start praying. God's going to do great things right then. We don't have to wait. We don't have to be discouraged when someone who is a fellow believer or not shares that they're having a tough day. We just join with them in prayer right there and ask God for his encouragement. So, any change at all? How's anything feeling? Everybody feeling with a headache? Any difference in headaches at all? Any feeling better at all? Okay, we'll pray one more time. Jesus prayed twice, so that gives us a lot of time to pray. I'll just say that, right? Amen. So, Lord, we just thank you for your continued healing right now, Lord. Thank you for your continued healing. We just... just command pain, you just get out of here right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your complete healing right now, Father God. Thank you that it's your faith that makes us well, Lord. You're so good. We can trust in you, Lord. We just talked about all these different ways that you've been with us, Lord. We know that you are with us through all trials, Lord, and all issues. And so you are our great physician. You are our healer. We thank you for your healing right now in Jesus' name. Well, we're going to still have our prayer teams be up at the front. So just as time goes on and you want more prayer, or you just want to see what God's going to do, or you just need prayer for answers in your life or whatever, prayer teams, you come on up. We're just going to keep praying. How are you guys doing? Okay? All right. Are you bored? Well, I'm not bored. What?
I have a healing testimony, but not for one of the things we prayed for today. But last Sunday, I asked Gary and Sally if they would pray for me because I have severe acid reflux, like keeps me up and I can't sleep, and it's very miserable. and change the way that I eat. And sometimes it helps and sometimes it doesn't. And they prayed for me last week, and I have not been up one night. And I just feel like a new person. So thank you, Jesus. And this is a huge answer to prayer. If anybody's ever dealt with that, or if you can't sleep at night, you're just, it's miserable. So I am just so grateful. So thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Would you mind praying?
Just, oh, yes. Okay, so we're going to dismiss. And if you want to come up for prayer, please do. Please do, because Jesus is here, and he loves people, and he wants to touch you, heal you, and he's listening. He's listening all the time. Don't you ever think he doesn't hear your prayers. He hears every single one. Lord, we just thank you that you're here today and that you love people so much, Lord, and that you call us to yourself, and that you speak to us, and that you open your word to us, and you walk with us, and you never leave us or forsake us, even in the valleys, in the valley of the shadow of death. Lord, your promise is that even we go through the fire or the water or whatever it is, that you'll always be with us. Thank you for that good word today. Bless each and every one and keep us close to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Those whose dreams are stolen, in prison, souls released. When you come, everything changes.